Our tale begins with the end of days, a time when mortals have abandoned sacred belief and wage bloody wars across a world coming unbound. Already weakened, the gods weep for the ruination of the universe at the hands of the faithless, witnessing the final betrayal and succumbing as their last worshippers abandon them. Anguish ravages and shatters each god into a thousand pieces as they die, their demise heralded by arcane lightning on the blackened horizon. In a reverent silence, mortals come to remember their divine masters at last, but their resumed piety is too late. In the depths of their cities they cower as a rain of crystalline shards falls, crashing into the ground in great outpourings of power, liquid fire dispelling the darkness as it spirals into the skies above. These are the God Tears, crystals imbued with the essence of the gods. Their energy is so mighty as to consume most mortals who might dare to stand in their presence, only a few able to embrace their divine light. Each shard wreaks destruction upon impact, leveling mountains and shattering the earth into great chasms, water rising from the depths to consume all. Eventually, all that remains of the mortal world is barren and lifeless, mortal kind reduced to a pitiful handful of survivors and little else. Yet this cursed fate is not oblivion, but the promise of resurrection. For through the stark light of the God Tears, the trials of the champions resume once more. Drawn by the lure of glory untold, mighty individuals chosen by destiny venture forth in search of these sacred crystals, their actions the birth of legend and dire portents both. To claim such sovereignty is to step upon the path of ascension to godhood. As they absorb more God Tears, champions grow in power and size, towering over mere mortals who flock to become the first followers of these future gods. Nations and religions emerge in thrall of these rulers, their words the divine teachings of prophets, saints, and demons. For this is the right of the immortals, when the birthright of the champions is claimed once more, and the new pantheon of gods is born.